We are joined by Steve Wachowski, the owner of Saber Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, with some homeowner tips. And Steve, you sent me a great list of general maintenance ideas for people. And some of these are things that I don't think anyone gives a thought to. I mean, the first one, draining down your water heater, and it should be done once a year to flush out sediment that builds up. Is that something a lot of people can do on their own? And you had mentioned, it's a great point you made, that it is kind of a boring sports weekend, so it's a good time to get these done. But is it something that a lot of people do, or they just let it go forever?
Most people don't do it. Most people don't even know, but haven't changed out hundreds, if not thousands, of water heaters over my time doing service. Sediment builds up in a water heater, and just from the dirt that's in the water system. And, you know, when we go to change out a water heater, it's relatively common to have a foot of sediment on a real old water
heater
at the bottom of those tanks, to the point where you've got your drain, you know, down at the bottom of the tank. A lot of times you open up that drain up and nothing comes out. That's because the sediment is built up over the top of the opening.
So,
yep. And then what happens is they become less efficient, meaning that, you know, you have less hot water, you know. So if you're having a problem with your water heater draining down relatively quick, meaning you go into the shower and you can only get a 2-3 minute shower, chances are, you know, you've got an old water heater with sediment buildup. So the solution to that problem is once a year, go down there with the garden hose, connect the garden hose up to the spigot off the bottom of the water heater, and just open it up and let her flush.
How long do you let it flush for?
You know, a good minute is all you need. No. You know, some people say, you know, it's a good 2 minutes, but that's kind of a waste of water. You know, with the pressure, you don't shut the valve off on the top. You need the pressure to kind of force it down and kind of stir it up a little bit. But, yeah, it's a simple thing to do, and it should be done once a year. And you can get a little longer life out of your water heater by doing so. Unfortunately, most water heaters these days only last about 8 to 10 years. So it's not as critical, you know, whereas the old water heaters you could get, you know, 20, 25, 30 years out of them. And if you've got a 20-year-old water heater, if you haven't flushed it, you've got a lot of sediment build up at the bottom of that tank.
Now, what about, we have that on-demand water heater. Is there any type of, there's no sediment build up in those because they're not really holding tanks.
When's the last time you had that one flushed and cleaned?
Probably when one of the people from Saber Plumbing and Heating and Air Conditioning came out over a year ago.
Well, good. You got our Saber Blue then.
Yeah.
The only bad thing about those is that most people don't know you need to flush those once a year.
Oh, you do.
And there's a cleaner that we have to run through there to clean those heat exchangers because those get gooked up. And if you don't do it, you know, after 2 or 3 years, you definitely will have a service problem. It'll stop working.
Oh, great. Now, you also say change the whole house water filter if you have one. How do you know if you have one?
Well, normally right off of your water meter, they'll, you know, if you have one. Not everybody has one. It's a good idea to have one. It'll help reduce the amount of sediment buildup in the water tank. But, you know, basically it's just a canister. A lot of them are clear. And you'll see a filter in there. And the filters, most of them are supposed to be white unless you've got a charcoal filter in there, which obviously is gray or black. But, you know, if you had a white filter and you look at it and it's brown, it's time to change it. And, you know, it's just something that, again, you don't think of and normally tell your water pressure is reduced to the point where it's pretty low. And then you go, oh, yeah, that's right, I got a water filter. I better go change that thing. So, you know, and again, it's just you're sitting around and, you know, this list basically came from myself last weekend, being cooped up in the house, thinking, well, what the
you
heck
did
we
them.
Do? You know, we hit snow Armageddon last weekend,
yeah.
So, you know, we couldn't go anywhere. And you're in the Twin Cities here, you know what we're talking about last weekend. So,
yep.
It's like, well, what can you do? I'm like, oh, geez, I should do all the stuff we talk about on Bob's show and then some. So, anyways, we have a filter, and we changed the filter last week.
So you cleaned the HRV filter as well, and that's the air-to-air exchange filter. And you say it should be done 3 to 4 times a year, but most don't even do it once a year. Again, where would you find that?
Yeah, it's inside your air-to-air exchanger, your HRV. We see this all the time where those filters are never cleaned. And what happens when you don't clean those filters, you reduce the airflow. And when you reduce the airflow, it makes your blower motor that's in there overheat and go out. And when that blower motor goes out on those HRVs, it's not a $200 or $300 fix. She's a $500-$600 fix. and it makes us sick every time we see it because it can be prevented. Almost 100% of the blower motor failures that we see on those, which we see a lot of them,
really,
are caused by filters not being cleaned.
Okay, yeah, so what is the HRV? Where's the HRV located again?
It's down in your furnace room.
It's in the furnace.
Not everybody has an HRV. If you've got a home that's within, you know, 20, 25 years, you know, depending on the energy code at the time your house was built, you may or may not have one.
Okay.
Again, most of the newer homes have them, but there's been years, you know, within the last 25, 30 years where it's been part of the code and then not part of the code and then part of the code again. Like right now, every home that we do has got an air-to-air exchanger, but now they're talking about, the legislation is talking about changing that code again to have exhaust-only ventilation, which is basically a fan that blows air out of your house.
Okay.
Ventilated.
Now, I know the fourth item you mentioned is change the humidifier filter. We had issues with that in our house in Orono. We had to stay on top of that. And if you didn't change it last fall, this past fall, it needs to be done. So this is, again, like a once-a-year thing?
Yeah, this one hits home again to me because, you know, we have a lot of wood in our house, and I noticed some of that woodworking is coming apart. And
oh, it's dry.
Like, oh, yeah. I'm one of those idiots that don't do it in the fall. I normally wait till the wintertime when I notice the woodworking is coming apart, and I always go every fall. It's like, well, I just changed it in January, so I'll wait till January, February. And sure enough, happened again, so we changed that filter this weekend.
Well, this
normally they last about 1 year.
Okay.
If you have a house that requires a lot of humidity, you know, the more that filter is used, obviously the shorter it takes to get all gooked up and become less efficient. And even though you have an older filter, it'll still work. It just won't work as efficient, and you'll use a lot more water.
Yep. Well, and the other item, because we have horrible rust in our water out on our farm, so I'm always, you know, pumping salt into the water softener, and that's one that's the easiest thing to check. You open it, and if there's none in there, you better put more in.
You know, when I used to change furnaces out, I used to open up people's water softeners just to see if they have salt in there.
And a lot of them didn't.
Kind of standing joke, and most of them don't.
Oh my.
It's hilarious, and I'm just as guilty too. You know, I just did it this last week, and sure enough, I had a little salt on the bottom, but there wasn't much in there. So it's something you easily forget.
Well, you know what? I just forget to, and I tell Mary, hey, when you go to the store to get food, pick up a bag. This way, you could never have too many bags on hand. You know,
yeah,
in my mind,
you know what I've done, and it still doesn't stop you from forgetting, is in my garage, I literally have, I'll buy 10 bags of salt at one time. And so every time you walk into your house, you're looking at those bags of salt going, nah, it ain't time yet.
What's the rush? I know what you're saying.
That's a good way to remind yourself.
And then the sixth item you mentioned is one we've talked about a lot. Change that furnace air filter.
Still our number one service call. You know, if we could just get people to change that filter. It's a shame when we go out there and have to charge people, our minimum service call and change the filter.
Well, you could also, your service call, people can get some help with that by joining your Sabre Blue maintenance program, and it's a great program. I mean, people, as a matter of fact, I need to take advantage of it because all the things you mentioned, other than the salt, the water softener, and the air filters, I checked those. Maybe I need to have those looked at by a professional. And go to SabreHeating.com, SabreHeating.com. For information about Sabre Blue and all the information about Sabre Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Or you can call 763-473-2267. People will get a response no matter what time it is, day or night, because you always have, someone is always on call, there's always an answer, correct?
Yes, we have 24-hour emergency service. And, we'll come out, we'll take care of whatever problem you have. And if you have any questions, feel free to call me. I'll be happy to help you with any questions that you have.
Steve, I greatly appreciate it. Steve Wachowski, owner of Sabre Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Have a great weekend, and I got to start hitting that list.